You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For the past 2 years, a coalition of students from all four public high schools in the Boise School District has been working on a clean energy initiative as well as a long-term sustainability plan for schools. And recently, some of that hard work paid off as the school district passed the collective commitment on clean energy. Joining us live today to talk more are two student leaders, Shiva Rajbhandari and Sina Sharma, along with Boise School District Sustainability Director Chris Taylor. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Thanks so much for having us, Gemma.
Yes, thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
So, Shiva, let's start with you. Can you very quickly tell us why you and other students felt this issue was so important?
Yeah, so we've been working, as you said, for the last 2 years. And we think that school districts are like uniquely situated to lead the way for a clean energy revolution, especially after the city of Boise made their clean energy commitment and released their climate action roadmap this summer. You know, we were working with students in Salt Lake, Carson City, and Miami, where they've already actually passed clean energy commitments. And we found that, you know, schools have kind of this government and private partnership. And so they're able to, you know, really kind of lead the way for pioneering new technologies on clean energy. And then also, I think there's such a big difference between, you know, walking into school on a diesel-powered bus and going in to your coal-powered, you know, school versus, you know, walking on an electric bus and seeing solar panels on your school. And it presents a really unique opportunity for education on climate change, as well as, you know, reducing a school's own carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm. And Sneha, for you, what does this clean energy initiative mean? And why is it important that you have been so involved as well?
Yeah. So, I have family in India, and I've seen the effects of climate change really closely, in my grandfather's farm, and I've seen like the land get drier. And then I've noticed here in Boise, like we've had extremely hot summers, and now in December we're having weird winters. So I don't want to see the struggles that I've seen back home in India here in Boise. So passing this clean energy commitment just means a lot, because I want to see a difference in my community, and I want to see tangible action being taken by my school elected officials.
Chris, I want to bring you into the conversation, because in order for this plan to really come to fruition, this student coalition really had to come to you and start working with you. So can you first tell us, about these students and your experience working with them?
Yeah, thanks, Gemma. The students, we empower our students in our district, and these students just continue to drive me and our committee. We started a sustainability committee about 5 years ago, started with about 3 people. We now have over 50 people, and a third of those are students. The students come with wonderful ideas, and then we look at ways that we can make those ideas into our schools. I'm really proud of our school board and our superintendent for having this clean energy commitment approved in our November board meeting. And now we're gonna do the next steps. We're gonna look at some benchmark data and baseline data and make this data turn to some discussions and decisions.
Mm-hmm. You know, Shiva, this took a lot of time and commitment. I mean, as we mentioned, you've been working on this, the student group, for 2 years, but your group has had to write hundreds and hundreds of letters. I believe upwards of like 300 letters to administrators. What else have you had to do to get to this point?
Yeah. So like you said, we wrote back in last spring, we wrote 300 postcards to our school board elected officials, just asking for a meeting, asking for them to work with us. We've been attending Chris's sustainability committee calls and, you know, bringing this up, talking about like, what would it look like for Boise schools to make a clean energy commitment? How could we, you know, start now, you know, putting into place policies to achieve those commitments. We met with school board officials this November and talked that over, and then submitted, I think, over 50 pieces of written testimony to the school board. Obviously, oral testimony is not allowed at this time. And mm-hmm. I think we still have a long ways to go. You know, the commitment that was passed is kind of a commitment to make a commitment. And I think Sneha and I both look forward to working with Chris and people from the city of Boise and the Boise Schools Facilities Department on drafting a long-term sustainability plan and establishing a roadmap to 100% clean electricity by 2030 and 100% clean energy by 2040, in line with the city of Boise's goals and in line with what the science tells us needs to happen in order to prevent a climate catastrophe.
Chris, can we talk a little bit more about, you know, your interactions with the students? Because as I sit and I listen to Sneha and Shiva, I mean, I remember being a high school junior and senior, and by no means was I anywhere involved as they are when it comes to, you know, our planet, our climate. Frankly, maybe we should have been back then. But I mean, I'm always so impressed by these students. I mean, what are your thoughts on them? I mean, they just... It just seems exceptional what these students are doing. And I think it's important that we acknowledge that.
Gemma, I agree with you 100%. I know when I was in high school, I never had these thoughts. You know, this generation of students impresses me so much because not only do they think about the world around them, their civic discourse is just so professional. I mean, I meet with many people down at the State House or other folks that don't have that civil discourse. And I'm so proud of these students that have that. But they also ask really good questions. And those questions, again, are the ones that make us think back, okay, what do we need to do to get, like Shiva just said, to get this roadmap in place? I have been working with so many students in our district, and we have green teams all the way in our elementary school through high school. These kids are going to continue to just raise up in our district and hope continue to work with them for many more years to come.
And Sneha, as Shiva mentioned, I mean, this is a commitment to make a commitment. So I know that your group had wanted more than that, but how do you feel about this collective commitment on clean energy that the district board passed in November?
I know that my group and is so grateful that this was passed, because obviously it took 2 years, as you know, and we're so grateful for it, but we're disappointed that it doesn't have like hard set deadlines, because we know that we're going to have to commit to clean electricity and clean energy, and we want to know when that's going to be. And so Shiva and I are looking forward to working with Mr. Taylor Moore through the Sustainability Committee on creating this roadmap. So we're disappointed in a way, we're grateful, and we're also hopeful.
Shiva, what are you hoping comes next?
Well, there's about a 6-month planning process where I think we're going to be drafting this clean energy roadmap and working with a set of experts. But I hope that we get really strong clean energy goals, both in energy, in schools, in transportation, in heating and cooking. And I think that there's a lot of opportunity to collaborate with members of the community and students from all four quads as we work toward these goals. Because I think that climate change, I know for me, and I think a lot of my peers, climate change is the most pressing issue of our time. And it's really important that we have schools, you know, that are taking the step to educate. What is the Boise School District motto? Educating today for a better tomorrow, but also ensuring that better tomorrow is possible by taking steps today to decarbonize and protect the environment and the planet for future generations of students to come.
So Chris, as the sustainability director for the Boise School District, I mean, why is clean energy, why sustainability, why is this so important, but in particular within our brick and mortar schools?
Yeah, I think Shiva mentioned a really good comment that, you know, we're one of the biggest institutions in the city of Boise, and we are putting a carbon footprint down every single day. I give a lot of credit to our current superintendent. He came to me and a facility supervisor 5 years ago and said, we need to start talking about sustainability. And from there, we've had these conversations. We really talk about energy, but we also talk about waste, water, and then the education of sustainability too. We have four pillars to our committee. So we really focus on all four of those through our district. Energy is super important, but I believe the other three are as important.
And Chris, what are you hoping that happens next in regards to this commitment that the school district made?
Yes. Again, I'm really proud of our board having the commitment. And I know, like the students said, we don't have that roadmap yet. But on January 27th, we're meeting with a small group of students, professionals, city folks, facilities folks, administrators, to come together with a roadmap and plan. Because our goal is by next fall, we're going to bring it back to the school board and say, okay, here's our roadmap, here's our plan, and see if the steps we can get to that, whatever that year looks like, that we become clean energy in our district.
Well, I want to thank all of you for your time today and also the work that you continue to do on this. We've been speaking with two student leaders, Shiva Rajbhandari and Sneha Sharma, along with Boise School District Sustainability Director Chris Taylor, talking to them today about their push for clean energy within the Boise School District. Thank you all so much for coming on the program today.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you.
We'll have more Idaho Matters next.